I still don't know who was in the car that rainy night, 'cause I took off like a rocket, fearing for my life. I hit the dirt running just as fast as I could go. Oh, when I stopped, I swear I heard his laughter down the road. And I could still hear that voice inside my head. And that's the last time I saw Memphis, and I never did again. That's the last time I saw Memphis, and that's the last time I drank gin.
And that was the last time I saw Memphis from Deborah Power from her newest CD. And before that, we heard the title track to that CD, I'm Not From Chicago. And both of those tunes featured the harmonica of the late Harp Dog Brown in his final recordings. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Let's take a look back through history and see what happened in the world of blues, jazz, and related subjects. We'll start with births and deaths from today, the 13th of February, on through the rest of the week. Happy birthday to Lincoln McGraw Beauchamp. We called him Chicago Bo. He was up here for a couple of years during the time of, I guess, Blues 92. He was up here for a little while. Let's see, born 1949 in Chicago. Also, King Floyd, you know him from the tune Groove Me. Born 1945 down in New Orleans. Sugar Ray Rayford's birthday. Happy birthday, Sugar Ray. Born 1969 in Tyler Smith County, Texas. And congratulations as well on your Blues Music Award nomination. And the 13th marks the passing of Fulton Allen, better known as Blind Boy Fuller. He passed in 1941. He was 33 years old. Dale Hawkins passed in 2010 at the age of 73. Waylon Jennings passed in 2002 at the age of 64. And Hip Link Chain passed in 1989. He was 52 years old. Moving to the 14th, we have a birthday for guitarist and songwriter Tim Buckley, born 1947 down in Washington, D.C. Alligator recording artist Toronzo Cannon, born 1968 down in Chicago. Michael Doucette of Beau Soleil, born 1951, and he's out of... Scott, Louisiana. Otis Grand, born 1950. He's from Lebanon, actually, from Beirut. Magic Sam, born 1937 in Grenada, Mississippi. And, of course, Magic Sam. Born Samuel Magic in 1937 down in Grenada. And he's one of the West Coast Blues. If he hadn't died so young, he would have been one of the big heroes for sure. He died of heart failure when he was only 32 years old. Maceo Parker, a sax man with James Brown and a funk master, born 1943 in Kingston, North Carolina. And the 14th marks the passing of Buddy Knox, a rockabilly artist, passed in 1999 at the age of 65. Moving to the 15th, James Kokomo Arnold, born 1901 in Lovejoy, Georgia. It's Gary Clark Jr.'s birthday as well, born 1984 in Austin, Texas. Author Helen Oakley Dance wrote the biography of T-Bone Walker, born 1913. She's from Toronto originally. And the 15th marks the passing one of the greats, Michael Bloomfield, passed in 1981. He was only 37 years old. And it says the exact events and circumstances that led to his death aren't really clear. And what is known is that the Bloomfield, he was found dead of a drug overdose in his car February 15, 1981. And the only details, and they came from unnamed sources, stated that he died at a San Francisco party and was driven to another location by two men who were only at the party. But those are all just rumors. We don't really know. Unless somebody has the facts now, I'm not sure. Nat King Cole passed on that day in 1965. He was 48 years old. Little Walter passed in 1968. He was only 44 years old also. A few months after returning from his second European tour, he got involved in a fight while taking a break from a performance at a nightclub on the south side of Chicago. And it was a relatively relatively minor injuries, but they aggravated and compounded damage that he had already suffered in many previous violent encounters. And he died in his sleep at the apartment of a girlfriend on 54th Street in Chicago. Official cause of death indicated on the death certificate was coronary thrombosis, and evidence of external injuries were so insignificant that the police didn't know about these other problems from all of his fights and that. Let's see. Moving to the 16th birthday for Bill Doggett, of course, famous for the tune Honky Tonk, born 1916 down in Philadelphia. Another Texas guitar slinger, Chris Duarte, born 1963 down in San Antonio. James L. Johnson, better known as Super Chican, born 1951 in Darling, Mississippi. And the 16th marks the passing of singer Ella Johnson, worked with, of course, Buddy Johnson, passed in 2004. She was 86 years old. Brownie McGee passed into 1996 at the age of 80. On the 17th, now birthday for Lou Ann Barton, born 1954 down Fort Worth, Texas. Doyle Bramhall Sr., born 1949 in Dallas, Texas. Noble, the Thin Man Watts, one of those rare saxophone soloists in the blues, born 1926 in DeLand, Florida. And the 17th marks the passing of Henry Gray. Played piano with Howlin' Wolf, as well as having a successful solo career. Passed in 2020. I don't have his age. I should have written that in. That's just 2 years ago. And Thelonious Monk passed on that day back in 1982. He was 64 years old. Let's see. On the 18th, we can celebrate Irma Thomas's birthday, born 1941 in Ponchatoula, Louisiana. And that day marks the passing of Will Batts. You know him, of course, from the original Highway 61 tune. Passed in 1956 at the age of 54. And guitarist Snooks Eaglin passed in 2009. He was 72 years old. Okay, on the 19th, now birthday for Patrick Ford from the Charles Ford Band. Of course, the brother of Robin Ford, born 1949 in Woodlake, California. Dutch Mason's birthday, born 1938 in Lunenburg, Nova Scotia. And I got a great tune from Dutch coming up for you in a little bit. Sammy Myers, born 1936 in Laurel, Mississippi. And Smokey Robinson, born 1940 down in Detroit. And the 19th marks the passing of trumpeter Lee Morgan in 1972. He was 34 years old. And there was an altercation between some sets at a jazz club in New York City. And his common-law wife, Helen Moore, shot him in the chest on stage, killing him within moments. Another unfortunate one there, isn't it? Let's see. We're going to other events from the week. 13th of February, 1940, Earl Father Hines and his orchestra recorded Boogie Woogie on St. Louis Blues, and that was done for the Bluebird label. Let's see. In 1942, Lonnie Johnson recorded He's a Jelly Roll Baker. And 14th of February, 1967, Aretha Franklin recorded her cover of Otis Redding's Respect at the Atlantic Studios, and it went to number one on the pop charts and stayed there for 2 weeks. 15th of February, 1954, Joe Turner recorded the original version of Shake, Rattle, and Roll. That was done for the Atlantic labels. It was soaring up the charts by April, and 2 months later, a Western swing band by named Bill Haley and the Comets recorded it and knocked Big Joe out of the record stores. It happens a lot, eh? 16th of February, 1923, Bessie Smith recorded Downhearted Blues for Columbia Records, and that was done in New York City. 17th of February, 1870, Mississippi became the ninth state readmitted to the U.S. after the Civil War. Let's see. It was on the 17th of February, 1966, B.B. King recorded Sloppy Drunk. 18th of February, 1959, What'd I Say? Parts 1 and 2 were recorded by Ray Charles. Let's commemorate some of these events with some music, and we'll go back to, 1940 for this tune with Blind Boy Fuller, and here he is with Worn Out Engine Blues.
Hello. What more can I do? Now what more can I do? I'm in love with you now, little woman, but I can't get along with you. Says my babe got a little engine, and I call it my Ford machine. Says my baby got a little engine, I call it my little Ford machine. If your generator ain't bad, baby, great God, you must be burning bad gasoline. Says I stepped on your starter, great God, got in your motor turnable slow. Said I stepped on your starter beam. Red got in your motor turnable slow. If you ain't getting your right spot, little woman, Red got call on blind boy Fuller for more. Said he called me a blacksmith, man, and sometime a mechanic, too. Said he called me a blacksmith, man, sometime a mechanic, too. If my work ain't okay, little woman, great God, you know it will have to do. Says I caught up in Chicago, I couldn't find my little woman over there. Said I called up in Chicago, couldn't find my baby nowhere. I'm gonna take a trip over in China, great God, see can I find my gal over there. Said now I'm lonesome here, mama, great God, I feel lonesome everywhere. Said I'm lonesome here, babe, great God, I feel lonesome everywhere. When I get my woman home, great God, I can't feel lonesome there.
On the corner, people rush by me, shy ones and sly ones, the humble, the proud. How long must I go on looking, looking for your face in the crowd? Walking through the city, the crowded old city, thousands of faces, the quiet, the proud. How long will it take you? Yes, to find my face in a crowd. People all around me feel so all alone, just like a motherless child. Long ways from home, oh yes. If there's a true love, how will I find it? Glowing like diamonds, all wrapped in a shroud. How long will it take you? Yes, to find my face in a crowd. All around me, I feel so all alone, just like a mother's child, a long way from home. If there's a true love, how will I find it? Glowing like diamonds, all wrapped in a shroud. How long must I go on looking? Yes, for your face in a crowd. Thank you.
my rest. Just like a wild piece of out in the west. My dream. Oh, you're my own steady little girl. Darling, you know you're my midnight dream. Come to the ball, pretty woman. Ever seen? Throw me some high blazer luster. Lord, how much? What a shame! Boy, it's a shame.
Never been so mad before. Turn a go the light.
Say it one more time.
Through Tree Canada's national graining program, native tree seedlings are planted across Canada, creating a widespread impact. Planted trees provide habitat, prevent soil erosion, and reforest areas that have suffered tree loss due to pests and weather. Tree Canada performs 1, 2, and 5-year assessments to monitor tree survival and ensure the trees planted are on track to meet the forest cover goals of the site. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
I'm gonna bring the blues right into your room. This is Lex Gray, and you're listening to Cha 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 in Blue on CKUT-FM.
Thank you. my life by the golden rule. Whatever happens, don't blow your cool. You gotta have nerves of steel, you see, and never show folks how you really feel. I lived all my life this way. For example, take what happened here just yesterday. A priest home happy, bringing her my pay. A note on the bed said, so long, sap, I've gone away. I threw myself across our empty bed, and this is what I said. Oh, I don't know where with the, I never did. If I had, and I would teach the but I was cool. So I had one for the road at an all-night car. I wound up so loaded I tore my car. The judge threw the book at me, and when he read the sentence then, this is what I said. No, I never had, but you gotta believe, please, Your Honor, but I was cool.
Oh, my walk, it's in my talk. Your woman want me, it's not my fault. I broke some rules, paid some dues, play my blues the Chicago way. Mess around. Police, I call y'all to shut us down. We hear the music coming through the door. They say don't stop y'all. Play some more. Broke some rules. Pay my dues. Play my blues. The Chicago way. Chicago way. Gonna tell you once, don't apologize twice. Don't play with me, I ain't nothing nice. Streets I mean, don't take no mess. I'm here to stay, don't take no stress. I broke some rules, paid my dues, played my blues, the Chicago way.
Cannon from the Alligator Records, 50 years of genuine house rock and music. Before that, we heard from Sugar Ray Rayford from Somebody Save Me. We heard Dark Night of the Soul. Both of those guys had birthdays this week, and they both also were nominated in the Blues Music Awards. So congratulations and good luck, both of you. Before that, we heard from Dutch Mason from You Can't Have Everything, and he's the only guy cool enough to cover Oscar Brandt Jr.'s But I Was Cool. Mike Bloomfield, and one of the great ones. It came out of the Super Session, but I got it from another compilation of Mike Bloomfield tunes. That was Albert Shuffle I think it was 1968-69. Lou Ann Barton before that, and that was Stevie Ray handling the guitar chores for You Can Have My Husband. We heard also from there from B.B. King and Sloppy Drunk, Ray Charles and What'd I Say, both parts 1 and 2. We had Lil Walter in there, and boom, boom, out go the lights. There was Henry Gray and a 1970 recording, Midnight Dream. I believe he had Lazy Lester in there on the harmonica. We heard from Magic Sam as well, another great classic from 1961, Every Night About This Time. We also heard from Brownie McGee and a 1959 recording, A Face in the Crowd. And we kicked it off with Blind Boy Fuller and Worn Out Engine Blues, and that's from 1940. And you are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3. Hey, it looks like people are starting to get back out again, so make sure you have your vaccinations and get your passport thing together on your phone and get out and see some people because, well, last I checked, they confirmed the Fuel Junkie is still listed for to be playing at the Upstairs Bar this coming Thursday. So here's a little taste of that from their CD All Out. Here's Fuel Junkie and High Stress, Low Money. Have a great week, folks. I'll be back again next Sunday night.
Take the bus, but it came late. I got there on the wrong date. Everything that could go wrong. to Ill Groove Garden.
Take a breath and get ready for the Ill Groove Garden. One, two, one, two. Welcome once again to the Ill Groove Garden. It is I, the capital ZIP, Stephen Zitlock Hennessy, and it is February the 13th, 2022. And normally we'd be like coming up the road just from the Super Bowl, but listen, I watched it. Rams won, you know, they got Beijing colors, so I'm cool with it. But the Super Bowl was all about the halftime. Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, 50 Cent, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, yo, man, tore that up. So big up to all hip-hop for representing right. Even after all of that, we have DJ Blaster up first, Mystical Flex to end it off, me sandwich in the middle, and don't forget you got an extra session with me on Montreal Sessions, Tuesday, February the 15th from 3 p.m. till 5, right here on your station for Black History Month. I got DJ Blaster, I got Wes Can, and I'm also going to do a feature on The Score. You hear a little bit of a sneak peek of that, plus some songs for my lovers, and a salute to Bad News Brown and J Dilla. We got a jam-packed up until the midnight hour. The last out of week is the best out of week right here on Ill Groove Garden. So don't touch your dial, just cool, and we'll kick it off with DJ Blaster first.
You're listening to